One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, from verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed others 70 or so and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. He said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, that's not to say that the laborers will always be few. No, he said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into his harvest. So when he does, the laborers will no longer be few. Let's read another. St. John's Gospel, chapter 4. From verse 34, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Now you remember here in this chapter, Jesus was at the well in the city of Samaria. And a woman met him there, who came there to fetch water. And Jesus talked to the lady, and she believed he was the Christ and went into the city to tell others about him. And by the time the crowd came, the master's disciples also returned from where they had gone. So they said to him, Master, you got to eat something, because they all hadn't eaten. And so they went to buy food. And the master said, I have food to eat that you don't know anything about. So they were wondering, did anybody give him something to eat? And then he responded with this answer. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Let's read it from the New King James translation. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Wonderful. Now let's keep reading with the King James translation. Let's move to the next verse. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Next verse. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye entered into their labors. Wonderful. Wonderful. So in connection with soul winning, he talked about this harvest, gathering fruit unto life eternal. This month of September is a month of harvest. So this month is a month of harvest. Number one, win souls everywhere. You got to win souls everywhere. Be decisive. You're going to win souls everywhere. Talk about Jesus like never before. Number two, set up cells everywhere. Set up cells. Set up cells everywhere. As you're winning souls, set up cells. You lead people to Christ, tell those ones to lead others to Christ and to meet somewhere. Set up cells everywhere. And number three, give into God's work. Now, two things that helps you about in giving into God's work. Because you see, there's a move to impoverish nations. Understand what I'm telling you? There's a move to impoverish nations. And this is the devil's idea. So more and more nations are going to find themselves in financial straits. It's well orchestrated. But God's people have a way out. Giving is the way. Giving is the way. Giving into God's work. So I said two things happened for you on that. Number one, in giving into God's work, you are furthering God's work. So that is in furtherance of God's work. Number two, it turns out for your prosperity. And so the systems of this world can't hold you back. Can't hold you back. It's just God's way. It's God's plan. That's the way it works. You give into God's work. The more you give into God's work, the more you ensure your own financial freedom and prosperity. Because then it's God's responsibility to give you a harvest on your giving. And that goes beyond the system of this world. And watch what happens to you in this next few. This is the last quarter of the year, for example. You've got just these next 4 months, September, October, November, and December. See what God will do in your life. But you've got to start now. You start now. Start early. Start now. I said two things happen in your giving into God's work. And be specific. Number one, it furthers the work. And number two, it turns out for your prosperity. Such that in spite of what's happening, God's blessings turn back to you in abundance. It promotes you. That's the way to do it. There's no other way. There's no other way. If there was another way, it would be in the scripture. When you look at from the Old Testament into the New, the teaching of God's word is consistent. Whenever people were in financial straits, when they were in financial difficulties, economic hardships, he prospered them through their giving. He caused them to give. Now that's interesting, because how can you explain it? Here is someone who is in need, and then God tells the person that is in need to give. Well, because those are spiritual principles. What is doing for you is he's taking you from the mentality and consciousness of lack and want into the consciousness of grace. The consciousness of grace. So he turns you from one who is in need to one who is gracious. Rather than looking towards God's grace, you become a gracious person. And that immediately, because if he can change your state of mind, if he can change your consciousness to thinking like him, then you find your prosperity starts flowing like him. Maybe I should read something to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's read from verse 6 into verse 7. NIV. Make it simpler for you. So we urge Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. Interesting. Read this. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Did you see that? It tells you to excel in the grace of giving. Giving is a grace. It brings you into a level of thinking that's different. Suddenly you find that a man with very little, suddenly by giving, has the consciousness of a giver rather than one who is the needy. And the moment God can create that consciousness in your spirit, suddenly things start coming to you. That's why Jesus taught his disciples that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.